On warm evenings in the right place, you may encounter so many frogs and toads calling that you experience a blur of sound. A full chorus involves so many males of a species calling that it is impossible to even estimate a number. A code 3 is the last level and represents this full chorus. It is assigned when there are so many frogs that all calls sound like they are overlapping. No individuals can be distinguished, and the number of individuals present cannot be estimated accurately. Most often the calling is continuous, with no breaks, and it sounds, as we said, like a blur of sound. Because most species try not to call at the same time as their neighbor, a code 3 indicates a large population, since there are so many frogs that avoiding overlap is impossible. A good rule of thumb for recognizing and assigning a code 3 or full chorus is, you can't even estimate the number of males of a species calling. If you assign a code 3 to a species, we don't expect you to write down the number of males you hear. Let's listen to some examples of code 3. This chorus of spring peepers, though by no means as overwhelming as they can be, still involves so many singing males that you can't estimate a number. This would be recorded as a code 3. In our next example, we encounter a chorus of mink frogs. Our third example of a full chorus consists of chorus frogs.